This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday, hello. Already they call it Hump Day. We're in heavily guarded heavenly Hump Day. And we're happily harmonious on the good day visit through the lives of Doug and Victoria. The items of the day, the interesting things, focus on people. Every person on the planet has a story to tell. You got one to tell. Victoria has one to tell. Richie has one to tell. It's easy to forget sometimes that everybody has a story. And the problem is listening, I think, oftentimes. We're better talkers than we are listeners. But, you know, I always learn because my mother said you got two ears and only one mouth. So use your ears twice as much as you use your mouth. And maybe that goes for somebody like me who makes his living with his mouth. I will tell you that more often than not, I listen and learn, especially when there are conversations going on. I like now that Victoria and Jennifer are together on much of the program. I like listening to the interaction of the two of them, but I also like listening to the reaction that people have, whether it's something we've read from somebody who's applying Victoria to have themselves heard because we've said something and they use social media. That's a big help now, much different. In the old days, it was callers, and yeah, I like listening to the callers, but oftentimes they go on and don't say a lot, but when you're forced to, and I say that lovingly,
right.
When you're forced to put something into perspective. For example, yesterday I got this note from it's from Joe and Lorraine. So I don't know where Joe and Lorraine are, but they were making reference to the comments that we had on football players that went down on bended knee during the national anthem. And I said that I didn't find that troublesome. What I did find bothersome was these players who raised their fist. And this person listening carefully said, I said I wasn't sure why. And I wasn't. And I'm still not really. I know that I'm more bothered. Maybe it's because of what I remember. The hand in the air, the fist in the air, seemed more angry. Mm-hmm. If you're just down on your knees and you're making a statement that way, I don't feel... I'm sure there's an anger there. The statement isn't, though, outwardly angry. And there's something about clenching your fist that the action that goes with it, because usually when you clench your fist, you're ready to hit somebody. You're ready to take some kind of action. And maybe that's what it was that bothered me about it. And so Joe and Lorraine say that they're uncomfortable also at the gesture. Goes back to when our athletes who medaled at the Olympics bowed their heads and raised their fist while on the podium at the playing of the anthem. And then after that, they were stripped of their medals and forfeited anything that they were awarded. It was an embarrassment, and the raised fist was a sign of black power. I don't even have a problem with black power. Black Lives Matter, all of that stuff, that's an expression of what people feel. And they honestly, for the most part, most people, I think there are a few of the Jesse Jackson types that make hay, the Al Sharpton types that use that stuff for their own benefit. But for the most part, the people who are expressing themselves, I think, are sincere. And why wouldn't you think they were sincere? They just have a different way of looking at things. This is brought about by this guy, Colin Kaepernick, whatever his name is.
Kaepernick,
who has raised the ire of people because he started this whole business of going down on his knees during when you're at a football game, the national anthem is played, and he's not celebrating his citizenship the way everybody else is. He's protesting, but he did it in a way, yeah, a lot of people paid attention to it. It's got a lot of attention nationally and internationally. Lots of people have been talking about it. So he's had his effect. And the effect was you can be cynical about it if you want to. His career is over. And nobody's paying any attention to him because he's not playing on the field. So maybe this is a way of him getting some attention so that he can get a job in a booth after he gets out of uniform. Who knows? He might as well get the job now because
nobody
would play
anymore. Booth now.
They wouldn't. What? He wouldn't get in a booth now.
No. So once you have that kind of negative vibe, I mean, there's a lot of people who have great positive vibes about him, but there's a lot of people who have negative vibes about him too. And once you have that on your hanging around your neck, they're not going to put you in a booth.
Right. So that's the end of that for him. So what does a guy like that do? Even though he's made, what, $45 million over the course of his career?
He's got plenty of money. He should.
Yeah. He's smart. He will. But anyway.
No, he's a very smart guy, so I'm assuming he should.
So when I talk about everybody having a story to tell, and then I use this example of people who respond to something that we say on the air because we have something to say, and we're talking about somebody else who has said something, it's kind of like the ripple down, the trickle down effect of one thought leads to another thought leads to another thought. So never think that your thoughts, I've heard this so many times, and by the way, thanks for your comments. Appreciate them always. Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Or Doug at DougStephan.com if you want, Victoria at DougStephan.com, 888-302-3684, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Always a way to connect. So anyway, the idea here is that you have a germination in your brain which leads to an idea. And that idea leads to your wanting to express yourself. And look at the tools you have as a human being. You can write your thoughts down. You can express your thoughts with your voice and with your mouth. You can take action. Like Copernicus didn't have to really say anything. He got down on his knees and he made a statement. That's saying something. He had an idea. You may like it, you may not like it, but it still is an idea being expressed. So I want you to know that as far as I'm concerned here, your stories, fascinating or not, are worth the time of someone. Don't keep things in your mind. I'm a farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster. And I have lots of thoughts about what's going on the farm in our country these days. I have lots of thoughts about the Bayer takeover of Monsanto and the crap that's coming from these people when they testify before Congress yesterday. Can you believe some of the things that these people are saying about how good this is going to be for America and how great it will be for the world? Meanwhile, the FDA is investigating the amount of Roundup that there is in honey and how many people have it in their DNA and all this other stuff. And hopefully that'll get as much attention as what these people from Bayer are trying to convince us is good for us. But again, it's all about ideas. This is the marketplace of ideas. This is a wonderful thing. And the fact that we have conversation radio, it started here and it spread all around the world. It's stunning listening. It's kind of fun, actually, to know when you go to other countries to listen to the French talk radio or the Spanish talk radio or the Italian talk radio or the Chinese talk radio or the Russian talk radio. It's really pretty astounding to see how this whole thing, which started basically in the 60s here in this country as a form of expression and has grown the way that it has. I'm very proud to be a part of it, frankly. And so I say that hoping that all of you will take, you don't have a bully pulpit like we do, but you still do have a forum now that is greater than it ever has been. That's what the social media and these devices, you hear me all the time decrying how many people are lost in their devices, but there are good things that come out of it, and expression is one of them. And so I don't know anything about these people that sent me the note. It just got me to thinking, and you know how I am, once in a while I go off on a toot, and I just did. I just think some people, you got ideas, express them. Don't keep them to yourself. Like the people who did the research on nitric oxide, who came up in the 1980s with the theory, which is proven out, is borne out. I was listening to somebody else do a commercial for Superbeats yesterday afternoon on the radio, Victoria. And it was interesting how his take on it was different than mine, but you come up with the same conclusion.
Right.
If you have you have really good blood pressure and you want to maintain it, Super Beets is the way to do it. And he was explaining dietary nitrates and how it opens up the blood flow. He didn't get into the weeds like I do, talking about arteries and the micro little veins that open up when there's blood coming to them. And that's what happens with Super Beets. He explained how you take a teaspoon of Super Beets and put it into a glass of water or into a smoothie, drink it, enjoy it, and find yourself really in better shape than you were before. And that really is, I mean, the message is the same no matter who tells you the story. The message is that this is a secret that was uncovered for you to have a better life, better lung capacity, stronger immune system. Your feet and hands will be warmer because your circulation is better. That's what happens as a result of step 1, 2, and 3 being followed. Step 1 is to buy Super Beets by dialing 800-655-4183. You can accomplish that. And then when you get them delivered to you, you open up the canister and you take a teaspoon and you put it into a glass of water or a smoothie or something like that, and then you drink it. That's step 3. And then watch or feel what it does to you. This is nothing. This is non-caffeine-based energy. I think that's a good way of putting it, right? I just came up with that.
Yeah,
it's non-caffeine-based energy. And with your blood vessels opened up, your immune system is better, you're fighting premature aging. It's just, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So if you haven't gotten onto the Super Beets bandwagon yet, please do yourself a favor and your family a favor. Dial 800-655-4183. And if you're one of those people who doesn't like the taste of beets, I love
beets. I'm one of those.
Pickled, but I don't like them unless they're pickled. I don't like them. I mean, they're good when you cook them. I grow them in the garden, or you get them up the street from my farmer friend, and I cook them, boil them, and put them in butter. They're yummy that way. Or you get them pickled. But to just eat beets,
yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And that's what the first taste I had of Super Beets was awful. I thought they tasted like grrr. But they're so, somebody said to me, but they're so good for you. Yeah, okay. But the idea is to make it easy. So that's where the black cherry flavor came from. And you get Super Beets in now. 800-655-4183. Feel the results. Get the results or your money back. So you get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free when you buy your first order, which is a 3-month supply. So pay for 3, get 4-month supply, and a copy of the book, Beat the Odds. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to DJVShow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to DJVShow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's DJVShow.com.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the 4 ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make 2 trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 2-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall.
Oh. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hour now. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, the television world last night. A lot of new shows are on, but we tend to want to, at this point in the program, before we get into some music, have, if there is anything good from the monologues, the late night shows, maybe a quick focus on them. For example, Jimmy Fallon joking here about Kanye West.
This weekend, Kanye West joined Instagram for the first time. Then he looked at Kim's account and said, "Whoa, I thought these photos were just for me. I don't know how to do this." Everyone came.
Ho! 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 Ho-ha! Conan O'Brien joking about Brad and Angelina.
Today is celebrity news. You all heard about this, right? Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are getting a divorce. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, they'll share custody 50-50. He'll take 50 kids. She'll take the other 50. That's pretty much all I got. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Man, is that all over the place. Yesterday, you got to look hard to find something that got more coverage or interest, Victoria, than the, they call it Brangelina. He's apparently been smoking a lot of weed. He has been unfaithful to her. And he's angry.
Let me be very blunt. I hate him. I hate these people.
So, anyway, his co-star.
He's got a drinking issue.
Yeah, he's got a lot of issues. You can tell by looking at the guy, he's got a lot of issues. Heavenly days. So anyway, that's the end of that. And the kids, you wonder what is, I mean, even, how many children do they actually have? Are there
six?
They have six. Are they all, they were all adopted, I think, weren't they?
Three are adopted and three are their own natural or biological kids,
right. So what got more attention, that or Kim Kardashian taking out that full page ad in the New York Times? Yesterday.
That did get a lot of attention.
It sure did. Discussing the Armenian genocide, Kardashians, any name that ends in an I-A-N is Armenian. So she has, and you don't look at her, I'm sure she didn't write this, I shouldn't say I'm sure, because, you take a look
at
these people
where
they're from.
I never realized, but some of our best friends are Armenians, and this is like a huge thing for them. They'll be
The Armenian Americans? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be down at the embassy today protesting.
Yeah.
It's huge for them.
Yeah. Right. There's a lot of genocide going on, and it has been going on. The Turkish focus on Armenia, and again, this doesn't get any attention because
Well, I mean, I was about to speculate, and I think I'll not keep that to myself. All right, as long as we're doing television, a reference to Maggie Smith as a dowager made by Jimmy Kimmel in the Emmys. Maggie Smith had a bit of fun with Jimmy Kimmel because she didn't show up. She's never shown up for that ceremony. She said, quote, "If we call your name and you're not here to accept, the Emmy goes to the next name on the list." That was what Kimmel said. It's called the Maggie Smith rule. She won Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series for her role as the Countess of Grantham on Downton Abbey. Kimmel went on stage, "We're not mailing this to her. Maggie, if you want this, it'll be in the Lost and Found."
It was a very, very funny moment. It right. really was.
Yeah. And then Maggie Smith said, "I feel the Emmys have been overly generous to me. If Mr. Kimmel could please direct me to the Lost and Found office, I will try to be on the next flight."
She tweeted that, actually, yeah. through the PBS official Twitter handle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, which surprised a lot of people. You don't really think of Dame Maggie Smith
tweeting. All right, a celebration of Miles Davis. People say, wait a minute, this guy hasn't been around for a long time. This is 58 years after Kind of Blue was released. And there are lots of new fans. I find a lot of younger people are listening to jazz, really good jazz, depending on how yep. you define it. But lots of, and this is really, this came out in 1959. And now that vinyl albums seem to be coming back again, it's enjoying a resurgence of interest.
Yeah. So, this is one of my favorite albums.
Yeah.
I love Kind of Blue.
Grammy Hall of Fame. 28 after the hour.
Free yourself from the trap of confirmation bias. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Confirmation bias is the concept that we see what we're looking to see in life. In other words, if you want to see someone as incompetent, it doesn't matter how well accomplished that person is, you'll look for an instance of incompetence and pounce on it, even though you know deep down that you too have been incompetent at times. Confirmation bias keeps us safely locked into our worldview and doesn't make us challenge our own thoughts. It feeds our egos and helps us feel confident that we're right about whatever we think and believe. But be careful, because confirmation bias is a trap. And I'm not sure trapping ourselves is the wisest thing we can do. If you have trapped yourself and want to be free, visit drchristianconti.com for a key.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The hour now. Let's see what we can do to make this a beautiful day. I'm Doug with Victoria and Rich on the air for the Wednesday program at this moment. Last night, protesters clashing with police in Charlotte. Another fatal shooting of a black man by a black police officer. A lot of questions seem... This guy was sitting, at least from what I understand, sort of sitting in his car on the side of the road reading. And then the police stopped to check it out and asked him to get out of the car. And he got out of the car and had a gun. And they said it posed a threat, so they shot him. And that was the end of him. So that caused a real... And again, you don't really know what the story is behind the story. A little early, it seems to be making judgments. But at any rate, that didn't stop the people in Charlotte last night and through the night and into the morning. People have shut down highways because of what they've done, the actions, throwing rocks onto Interstate 85 as cars are passing, that kind of stuff, looting trucks, setting them on fire. What do you think is done by this. I mean, there are all these. What was it? Day before yesterday, the police shot a guy in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And then it was somebody else in some other place. It's all around the country, and it's an epidemic now. And we do, what do
it
you
feels like it,
what
yeah.
new light can we? I mean, we have these same conversations all the time. What new light is there to put on this? The long list of people killed by police officers. They're black. When's the last time a white person got shot by a black officer? People say, well, that's irrelevant. I don't know whether it's relevant or irrelevant. I just know that that's what some people are saying. Why? What about turning this around? When's the last time?
Is it new, though?
No, it's not. It's a big, you can go back to the history of our country.
Or are we just seeing...
Yeah, we have more coverage, therefore...
Yes, but then more coverage of it now.
But it points out the fact that there's something wrong here. I mean, you can go up and down the highway. You used to be up and down the streets in southern cities and see black guys hung on trees. Drive down the road, black people hung.
What?
On the trees. Of course, during the era...
Oh, my God.
You don't know that?
I mean, of course, I knew there were lynching and things like that, but I didn't know you just drive down the road.
You drive down the road and see people hung out.
That's like medieval times. That's crazy.
It is like medieval times. We've had the same prejudices pretty much since we, got here from wherever we came from. And this is one of the things, if you really want to get philosophical about this, some people do, some people don't. Richie gets a kick out of the fact that I say that the varying colors of our skin and the way we look, our eyes, our size, whatever it is because we have come to this planet from other planets. And the inherent, I mean, it's not any different than a Star Wars movie where the Klingons from one planet don't like the people from Earth or whatever it is. I think it's that simple, frankly. The basic conflict that seems to be part of humanity doesn't come just from our inability to get along here. Excuse me. The fact that there are black people and white people and yellow people and different sizes and shapes and stuff. To me, the grand scheme is something we'll never be able to figure out with the size minds that we have. We were put here to figure out if we can get along. And it doesn't look like we can get along very well. Because our differences, even though they are, if you look at the Genome Project, which proved a number of years ago that everybody, no matter what the color of their skin, was the exact same. Our makeup is the same. We just have different color skin. So we've come together to blend and to figure out how to work together. And I don't even know why, if you ask the creator, why did you make black people and white people and yellow people and what's the story here in our little planet, in our little world versus other Earth-like planets that are around the universe? I mean, you can go bananas. It's a fascinating conversation to have if you want to have it. But it comes down to the simplicity of back to the black and white people who don't get along. The yellow people are the most racist on the planet. They're far worse than we are. Japanese are unbelievably racist. They don't want anybody in their country except big blonde white women. That's it. Other than that, stay away from Japan. They don't want you to live there. They're happy to do business with you, but they're really... and so you look around. The Japanese don't even like the Chinese. There's unbelievable animosity between the Japanese and the Chinese.
In 2015, you want some stats?
Yep.
There were 15, this is what shocked me more than anything, there were 1,500...
Bringing this back around to reality.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
In 2015, in the Washington Post...
She loves to pull my reins back in when I get off on that toot.
No.
But I wonder about this.
I just want to back your conversation up. In 2015, there were 1,502 people shot by the police, shot and killed.
Last year, 1,502.
Which to me sounds like a huge number.
Yeah, it is a big number.
Okay?
Yeah.
732 of them were white.
Mm-hmm.
381 were black.
Yep.
382 were another or unknown race.
Right.
Okay. So, yes, you have more whites shot than blacks. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's dig a little deeper.
Who's shooting them? Yeah.
We don't have those stats.
We're talking about by the police. This is a police altercation.
It's a police
threat. Correct. Correct.
Okay. Police stats. Okay.
Whites make up roughly 62% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And about 49% of those killed by police officers.
So we're underrepresented.
African Americans account for 24% of those fatally shot, despite being 13% of the U.S. population.
Mm-hmm.
So 62% to 49% versus
24% to
13%.
13%.
Okay. That means that black Americans are 2.5 times as likely than
to get shot.
To get shot.
As white people are.
Yeah.
Okay, does that say it all? Manner of speaking, it does. Speaks to your prejudices one way or another, and in my mind it does. We all have prejudices. We do. I don't like Monsanto. My prejudices.
That's a very good prejudice.
Yeah, I don't like them. My prejudice is against what they stand for. I don't like what they do. Am I going to go shoot somebody for Monsanto? Probably not. Am I going to try to keep the Bayer and Monsanto merger from happening? Yeah, using my bully pulpit, I probably will. But, this is, we all have our likes and dislikes, prejudice, we're welcome to them. Express yourself. Why do you, though? When it gets right down to it, I can back up why I don't like Monsanto. Can you back up why you don't like a black person, or a black person doesn't like a white person? Can you back that up? Really? What's happened to you? I can tell you what's happened to me at the hands of Monsanto and my farm.
Right. That's a really good analogy, actually, Doug. Uh-huh. That makes a lot of sense. You're absolutely right.
Speaking of Monsanto, here's the latest. This is not, I don't really know, maybe. This is something, Richie, you're doing a nice job of banging around looking for things. I don't know why there are many water supplies that are being contaminated by chromium-6. But I know that as of yesterday morning, there are 218 million Americans using the public water supply that are absorbing dangerous levels of chromium-6. Chromium-6 is a carcinogenic. It was, remember Aaron Brockovich, the movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what that was all about. And it was just located, supposedly, they thought, in this area of, I think it was, what, Arizona, where she was, somewhere in the Southwest. But now we find this stuff is everywhere. And the reason it's everywhere is because of the way we're using pesticides and other things that are being used in our environmentally unfriendly, the process of manufacturing with certain elements. And I can't get to the elements. There are elements. I've forgotten my chemistry. That's what I'm reaching for chemistry. Well, I can't get there. But the chromium-6 was something I know we studied, and it was something you wanted to stay as far away from as you can. So if people identified with it, if they'd studied it in high school chemistry, when the Aaron Brockovich story came out and Julia Roberts was in the movie, people got that. And so now to realize that two-thirds of the country is exposed to this crap in their water supply is really now. Is this an overstatement? I don't know. But this is basically lead in the water. That's really what it is. The levels are way, like 10 times in some areas. For example, where I am here in California, I got a glass of water here right next to me. I'm thinking, I think I'll go get some juice now. Because the level, 10 parts per billion, and the levels are so high here, the state of California is all over trying to enforce what the levels are supposed to be. Why should there be any? What do you mean acceptable levels? The acceptable level of this stuff is zero. You don't want to be drinking this stuff and putting it in your body. Good God. This is really pretty damning. You'll see and hear a few. Every once in a while I get on the twist of a story before it rolls out. This is one of them. I'm going to bet that on the cable channels, though, today and later this week, you're going to see more about this. So what do we do? I mean, this is back to Flint. And all the people that the ramifications of what was going on, people thought that was isolated. And then you keep looking and you keep looking and you keep looking and you see lead in the water everywhere. If it's a public water supply, chances are the pipes that it's delivered to you are 80 years old. And when the pipes were laid in the ground, they were made out of lead, because that was how you would keep them from, you would keep the lead lining kept, if the the clay pipes cracked, it kept them from leaking. That's what the lead did. And so the lead then becomes a part of it. It originally, it eventually erodes and gets into the water supply itself, and therefore that's what you're drinking. That's why I've always had a well, and man, am I going to work fast at putting a well in my new place, because I don't want for me and my family and the people that I care about that come to my house drinking that stuff. But then,
how can you ensure, though, that if you have a well, how can you ensure that it's not being tainted by tons of stuff around you?
You test it.
I mean, I know your farm is probably not an issue, but
well
water can definitely, things can seep into it, right?
Well, I mean, the public water supply comes from wells in some places. We have in Framingham, we have a well, a big well that we're trying to get back online, but the state doesn't want us to because they don't want us to compete with their selling us water. But the reality is that I'm willing to bet that most of the wells, because they, what the public water supply does, it's carried to you on lead-based pipes, plus they put formaldehyde. They put fluoride, same thing, that's a Freudian
right.
slip. They put fluoride in the water, which is incredibly bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've accepted it because people somewhere in authority have said, oh, yeah, let's put that stuff in the water. Huh?
You need fluoride. It's good for your bones. It's good for your teeth.
Yeah,
wrong,
it's good for cancer.
Wrong.
You want cancer? Yeah, use lots of fluoride.
Yep. I don't even allow fluoride in my toothpaste.
No, I don't
There's
either.
No need. There's no need for it.
And Palms got bought out by I think Colgate or some of the company, and now they're putting fluoride in Tom's.
Yeah.
Not all of it, but there's fluoride. There's a lot of fluoride in Tom's.
I was buying Tom's deodorant for my son, and you know, there it is, aluminum.
Yeah, aluminum. You don't want aluminum either.
Right.
Well, you don't want, I know.
Any
I know.
Stuff. All right, 47 past the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
At 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay 2 or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
Here's a startling statistic. Every 33 seconds, a child is involved in a car crash. With car crashes on the rise, parents need to be extra vigilant about keeping kids safe by making sure they are buckled up securely in the right car seat. But some parents, especially new parents, find it bewildering to decide what kind of car seat to buy and how to install it properly. Answers to those questions and more are now easily available with a new free resource for parents from Safe Kids Worldwide called The Ultimate Car Seat Guide.
Our experts have checked nearly 2 million car seats over nearly 20 years working with General Motors to keep kids safe in cars. We've packed all that wisdom into an easy-to-use guide that brings parents the answers they need to protect kids on the move.
Parents can go to www.ultimatecarseatguide.org to watch videos that explain the pinch test and the inch test and learn other tips from the experts. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
Is
is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria. You know what I was about to say, Richie? I almost called Victoria Keelan Victoria Jones.
Oh my goodness!
Who has
Who's that?
Here.
That's a flashback.
It is. Victoria Jones is a lady who now does reporting for the Talk Radio News Service in Washington.
The White House correspondent.
Was a very accomplished radio host in Boston, Philadelphia, New York. And comes originally from England, but she was quite well known in the 80s and 90s, especially as a very credible talk radio personality. And,
well, then I'll take it as a compliment.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. You would like her.
Yeah, you would like her, actually.
Cool.
Anyway, meanwhile, back.
She's on your side of the street.
Yeah.
My side of the sunny right. side of the street?
Yes, exactly.
On the sunny side of the street. The FDA wants to create an app that could save opioid users, and for those who, this is one of the weird things, why don't they create an app that will test the water? Or
yeah.
Why don't they create an app that will show you how much the FDA is looking into, by the way, Roundup being in half the honey that's been sold in this country, that kind of stuff. So why don't they develop an app? Well, let's find out about this app in a moment.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 56 past the hour. So what's the scoop with this app that the FDA is working on to try to keep people from overdosing?
This may be the strangest thing I've ever reported on in Tech Talk. Uh-huh. The FDA is actually hosting a competition for app developers. Yeah, and the winner gets $40,000. If you develop an app, and this is what they want people to do, they want to have an app that naloxone, which is what they call the kill shot. That's a drug that if you have overdosed on heroin or painkillers that are opioids, like Prince did. Remember the story of Prince being on his private jet?
Yeah.
And they had to do an emergency landing. They gave him a kill shot. He was actually dead. They revived him. So naloxone is a highly controlled substance, way more controlled than the opioids that people are actually taking, which is also another whole level of idiocy. But they want to develop an app that allows people to know where the closest naloxone injection is to where you currently are. They're calling it like Yelp, where you can find a restaurant near you that serves a certain dish that you like, but they actually want to do like a crowdsourced. It's insane. I mean, I just think that there's so many problems.
Who would be using the app in this application? Like, the person is OD'd, so they can't use it.
Nobody have any common sense in the government? Does anybody have any common sense?
Who do they see using the app?
Well, apparently, right, if you're with someone who's a known opioid user, and if they pass out because they've OD'd, and if I guess you can use the app to find out where the closest person is who has the injection. Because the reason, though, is because these prescriptions, they're only prescription-based, the naloxone shots, and they're very, very difficult to get. So if you are not near a hospital and someone ODs, and someone 1.2 miles down the road at someone's house actually has one of these, that's what they want this app to do. Can you imagine knocking on someone's door at 2 in the morning?
Lord.
That's literally the theory behind this.
Hey, listen,
this is ludicrous.
If you have the kill shot in your medicine cabinet and you've signed up for this app, I'm sure you're expecting that call at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'm thinking the IRS is going to be the next one to use an app like this so they can find out what the guy is who just bought the new boat next door has as a tax return so somebody can rat on him.
Luckily, the IRS is not that sophisticated, but apparently the FDA.
Apparently they aren't either because they're offering $40,000 for somebody to come up with this thing.
Oof. Unreal.
It is. All right, so that's the Tech Talk item of the day, 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.